This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Tuesday to you. Wanted to shout out all the Tier 1s. And if you're listening and you don't know what a Tier 1 is, it's just what we call our audience. And you don't have to sign up for anything or fill out anything. It'd be great if you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search for Ben and Woods. It'd be great if you downloaded the Odyssey app, you know, but that doesn't necessarily, you don't have to pay anything to be a Tier 1. If you listen to our show, you're a Tier 1, so we appreciate you. It's just what we call you guys. You guys are family to us. So thank you for being here for us, with us, every single day. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. He's very sweepy right now. Yeah. What is the deal?
I don't know. I have not been able to sleep the last couple of nights.
Hold on, I'll come back to you, because I do want to talk about this. I want to introduce this guy over here. Ben Higgins is also here.
I get kind of...
Yeah, we shut your mic off. I'm sorry, we didn't tell you.
You don't get to.
You
talk
actually
anymore.
Don't work here anymore.
It's all right.
Sorry about
you know,
that.
I get kind of antsy, so you got to introduce. Yeah, me quickly here.
Maybe I should just go around this way. I don't know. Well, I've just done it this way
you know
for
what?
So long.
I don't mind.
How you doing, Benjamin?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah. Sleep well?
Yeah, did actually sleep quite well.
Okay, I did too. I slept like a baby last night,
which is, you know, for me is a short amount of time.
Yes, but it's long quality.
As long as I don't feel like I got up in the night, like the first thing I hear is my alarm. Like, Okay, I slept all the way through. It may only be, you know, 11:30 to 4:30, but it's a good, solid 5 hours.
Quality.
I got a good quality sleep last night.
Well, Paulie said in his recap, he's been scuffling to sleep. What, the last, like, Sunday night?
Sunday night and Monday night.
So I think Sunday night, I was up at 2. I was actually, like, excited to come back to work to have the threeness back together. But that happens to me. Like when we come back from vacation on the 6th of January, the 5th, I will not sleep. I will be laying there like a little kid, ready to come into work. And then, usually the next day I'm fine, but you haven't slept the last two nights.
Yeah, it's weird. I probably shut it down about 9:15 last night. Next thing I know, it's midnight and I have not slept yet.
And, bro, that is so scary.
And, bro, like, you get to about 10 o'clock, you're like, all right, come on.
All right, come on, bro. Let's go.
Then now you start getting panicked.
Then you panic.
And now you're even more worked up and awake.
And now you're really not sleeping.
And so, yeah, when I get to about midnight, which this happens every once in a while. I wouldn't say often, but every once in a while, I'll get to about midnight and I have to switch it up. Like last night, went and slept on the couch. A little bit cooler out in the living room, and I thought maybe that'll change things. If I make it to 1 a.m., and it's happened, I think, maybe twice. If I get to 1 a.m. and I have not slept, I will just
come to work
early.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a recommendation. Something that I'll do if I can't fall asleep. Now I have to go to the restroom, shut the door, and lock it, which usually helps.
I know.
My wife doesn't know that I do that while she's asleep in the bed, but every now and then, sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
Clear it. You know, just reset, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That ever work for you guys?
Might have worked last night.
Of course, what I'm talking about is going into the bathroom. You get a hot towel and you just put it on your face. And you just relax. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice and relaxed, yeah.
Okay.
Reading always helps.
Yes, reading helps.
Try that. Reading.
Well, I'm sorry, dude. And you put in your recap. You're a little bit panicked because once you hit 11, 12 o'clock, you're not taking anything. Because that's a death sentence. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to take this NyQuil at midnight. You come in here tomorrow, you'll be like, it's like heroin. Like, there's no way you're getting up at taking NyQuil. You have to time it all perfectly.
Like, Megan came out this morning and she goes, what the hell are you doing out here? And I was like, I couldn't sleep. Try to switch it up. And she's like, take a Z-Quil or something.
But you have to do it at 8:30.
Yeah, I
got to
do it early, and I got to experiment. Because I'm not against, like, a melatonin or anything like that.
Me neither, bro.
But I have to experiment a little bit to find the right amount to take, because we do get up pretty early.
Yep.
I do not want that tired, groggy feeling.
Once it happens on Monday, and you don't sleep on Monday well, and you don't sleep on Tuesday well, I get the week-long panic of, like, I'm not going to sleep all week. I'm going to be a walking zombie the entire week. Well, today is Let's Hug Day. And we don't hug enough on this show.
No, we hug plenty. We do. Enough.
I'm going to give you a big one.
We hug plenty.
Come over here. Ooh, yeah. Look at him. Look at you. That's a good one.
Okay.
That was tight.
Thanks. Hug day.
Let's hug it out. Let's hug today.
Oh. Who invented Let's Hug Day? Like, when was that? Like, who decided?
Somebody, you know what?
December
hugs.
December 3rd should be Let's Hug Day.
Well, whoever it was, I like him better than the person that named this day, December 3rd, National Green Bean Casserole Day.
Didn't you just have one?
I just made five for Thanksgiving. I told you yesterday, if I see it again, I'm going to retch. You couldn't pay me $100 to eat a plate of green bean casserole today, and I wolfed it down for 5 days straight, bro. Why would they do it today? Of all days, why would you say, ooh, yeah, let's do it, you know, almost a week after Thanksgiving?
My guess is there's a green bean council somewhere that's promoting green beans for the green bean farmers of America.
I'd like to get on that
council.
They
probably have an excess crop at this point because it's, it's a, fall harvest. And they think, okay, we just did great Thanksgiving,
sold
a lot of green beans.
Yep.
But now there's a bit of a lull here this next week. No one's buying green beans because everyone ate them last week. What can we do to promote our green beans the week after Thanksgiving? And someone said, I have a great idea. Let's declare December 3rd National Green Bean Casserole Day and, try to ramp up the excitement again after the whole Thanksgiving, big shooting match last week.
Because they crushed it last week. They absolutely crushed it last week. Today is also a very important day. It's Giving Tuesday. And that means you give to charities of your choice. I will never tell people not to give to charities of their choice. I will ask you guys this. Please consider donating to Lucky Duck, the Lucky Duck Foundation. That is the charity that we have decided that we are going to work with. Now, we haven't really cleared it with them. So we're hoping to work with Lucky Duck. Lucky Duck, if you're listening, we would like to work with you for our Christmas and holiday extravaganza. And we are going to do our giving to that program, and they are doing some fantastic work here in San Diego. So we're going to work with them for the Christmas
holiday.
In honor
of Peter Seidler, in honor
of our beloved,
a major part of the organization. And are there a lot of organizations and charities that are like, no, we don't really want your help in, you know, raising money and awareness? Is that a common thing? I would assume that they're going to be more than happy to accept the support of the tier ones in the program.
I would assume the same, but you know what happens when you assume, right? But I hope that they're, you know, they would be excited to work with us and our amazingly giving audience. You know, we like to give back as much as we can. I wish we did more, frankly. But Lucky Duck is I got the chance to go to their dinner this year, and I got a chance to hear the stories. And I told you guys about them. And I'm telling you, man, I'm sitting there. I'm next to Norv Turner, and I'm weeping openly about this couple. This couple that both got addicted, that had kids, both got addicted to drugs, both went their separate ways. Both were living under bridges, literally like under bridges. One gets clean and gets really clean, goes and saves the other one, and he gets clean. And guess what? They got their family back now, and now family again. And that's all due to Lucky Duck and the work that they do. Stories like that, because everybody has hard times. Everybody has hard times. A lot of us have golden parachutes to help us out of hard times. But, I mean, if you really think about it, how close everybody is to actually being out there, it's closer than you think. I will say that. And their stories were very, very moving. So that's who we're going to be working with.
Feels like, homelessness is a pressing issue.
Massively.
Yeah, no matter how you feel about how it is handled, how it should be handled, I think we can all agree that it's a really major issue, especially here in San Diego.
Of course.
We've seen it getting worse over the last few years, and it's something that Peter Seidler took to heart. And we would just like to do a little bit and what we can this month. So I think that's a great choice to focus our attention for our holiday extravaganza.
Yeah, it's a charity that I can absolutely get behind. And again, because Peter was so integral to them, and I've talked to his wife about it many, many times, and they do a great job. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. So I'm not going to tell you to not wait to give on that day. If you want to give to Lucky Duck, give to Lucky Duck today.
I will say that the whole expansion, you know, Black Friday has been a thing for a very long time.
Yes. Now there's a new day every day.
But now
Black Friday's become like November 5th. Like, it's like the whole month of
November
now.
But then there's Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. Shout out Nat Carroll Realty Group.
Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. Was there something on Sunday that I missed? But it feels like they're adding days to our calendar every single year. There's something new, which is fine, but I'm always of the, if I want to shop at a small business, I'm not going to wait until Saturday. I could do it on Friday. I could wait until Tuesday.
I'm the same way.
I could give on Monday, or I could give on Friday, or Giving Tuesday. I can shop online any day. It doesn't have to be Cyber
but
Monday.
But do you give on Thursday? Monday, maybe it's just Wednesday. A gentle nudge.
He promotes.
That's his promote. It's a good day to promote.
It's really my favorite bit. Here, you guys can use my platform. It's like I gave money. It's just like I gave money. It's no big deal.
Well, my time is worth money.
I get
paid for my time.
You know what else is worth money? Your money is worth money. hold on.
If only you could pay the bills.
Isn't time in many ways more valuable than money? They often say money can't buy time. So time.
That's true. I've never heard that say. I think you just made that saying up.
The most valuable commodity there is.
You know, it is funny, though. And you're right about some of this. My dad, who was in commercial real estate for 40 years, legend in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, had a gig a couple years ago, and they folded up shop, as some of these commercial real estate places tend to do. And he started going and working at the food bank. And I was like, oh, that's nice of you, Dad, one day a week. Well, now it's gone to two. Now it's three. Now it's basically a full-time thing. And so while he's not actually cutting checks to them, what he's doing is going down there and giving his actual, which, by the way, I'm more of the I'll just cut a check guy, but I admire that very much. That is true servitude, and that's hard to do. And now he's in a different position. He doesn't have two little kids running around. He has before, but he doesn't anymore. So he's got a little bit more time to do that. But anybody that does things like that, I have a great amount of respect for, because it's not easy to do. So you don't really do either.
Well, I prefer to give. Sometimes I'll like MC an event.
Yes,
so
you will.
Use my skills that way to help promote and help, you know, help a charity or an organization. Tonight, for instance, is our big ABC 10 News Month of a Million Meals drive that benefits Feeding San Diego.
Yes,
where we
I
have
love
all
this.
The celebrities come in studio. And
didn't
we have
ask
the,
me again.
We have the phone bank and it's open. I don't organize it. Mm. I would have, I mean, if they said, hey, could Woods come in? I would definitely use my time to ask you to come in, and
which would kind of be like you, which is like you contributing. I got
exactly.
Woods here.
I got Woods here. I contributed. I gave by giving Woods.
Have you ever answered the phones? You have.
I have.
Yeah,
I have.
Are you doing it tonight?
I don't know what the plan is. Okay. I'll see what when I get there. What
that's
my,
a good thing you guys do.
What's going? But yeah, they do that every month, and we've been. It started with like the goal was a million meals, and it only. It only takes like 25 cents in donations, or at least when we started, to like actually put together a meal for someone who is hungry. So a dollar would be four meals.
Yeah.
So essentially, you know, raise $250,000. That's a million meals. In recent years, we started, still call it a month of a million meals, but we started raising like 2 million and then up to 3 million.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't even know what we're up to now, but with the, you know, the hunger and homelessness issues here in San Diego, it's definitely a huge thing. And, I think John Shea, who's, you know, with Lucky Duck, is also the Feeding San Diego CEO as well,
beautiful.
Or was at some point. So it's all connected and
Dan
tied
Shea.
In. Dan Shea.
Dan
I'm sorry,
Shea.
Not John. Dan.
Also Adam's favorite band.
Dan and Shea.
It all comes full circle here on Ben Woods. We actually have a ton to get to today. We got audio from the skipper. Ben'll set the menu. We have we've lost somebody. He's still alive. He just got another job in another market. And I'd say when I saw the news yesterday, I was pretty disappointed.
I'm once again the top Higgy in town.
You are finally. Yeah.
not that happy about it.
No. Oh. Yeah, you didn't slide into anything, okay? You earned it. Cougar lost the edge, turned in his wings. Now you're number one.
Higgy was a good man.
He was a good man. Still is
still
a good man. Yeah,
still is.
A good man. Yeah,
still is.
Where was Higgy while you were showboating with this MIG is what I want to know. Okay.
He's doing fine.
He was doing just fine. Oh, I'm going to miss Kyle Higashioka. We'll talk about him.
Oh, man.
We'll go back through some highlights of our scene with Kyle, certainly. And we actually have a lot to get to. Rob Manfred's lost his mind. All that. It's going to be a good one today.
Happy Let's Hug Day. Happy National Green Bean Casserole Day. And happy Giving Tuesday. Let's check traffic with Kelly Danick, and then we'll be right back with our menu setting and more. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, I have a little breaking sports news. Early this morning, the NFL has announced a 3-game suspension for Houston Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaahir for his hit on Trevor Lawrence of the Jags over the weekend. John Runyon, the NFL's vice president of football operations, released the statement, quote, "You were involved in a play that the NFL considers unacceptable and a serious violation of the playing rules. Video shows you striking the head neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he clearly goes down in a feet first slide. You led with your forearms and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head neck area of your opponent when you had time and space to avoid such contact." Also goes through some of the past infractions that Al-Shaahir has been penalized for: late hits, fighting.
Yeah.
You know, he's got into the brawl after that. He was part of the escalation of all of it that happened on the field. So the NFL, as you expect,
that's a significant suspension.
Taking this one pretty seriously and sending a message. Even I was going, oh, 3 games.
I mean, yeah, I thought one.
I was certainly expecting a 1-game suspension, but a 3-game suspension is that's a statement that the NFL is making.
Repeat offender. You know, I think that has to be factored in as well. And so he'll sit 3 games, which is fairly big.
He did apologize yesterday, but you know, apologies don't fix Trevor Lawrence's brain injury.
No.
Those kind of linger and things that you're trying to get out of the game of football, which, so maybe a 3-game suspension will serve as a warning to other players who might not be so cautious when it comes to the sliding quarterback.
This is funny because it popped in my head too. Jay to the JO says, ironic that known dirty player John Runyon is now in charge of discipline. I mean, well, I guess who better, right?
He likes being an enforcer.
That's why
he does it in his post-playing career.
That's why they hire criminals to work in Las Vegas in the film.
The sky room.
They hire the actual cheaters to go in and look and see, because they know. They know what's dirty and what's not.
They know what to look for.
Kind of makes sense, actually, if you think about it. But, man, great stuff. Great stuff there.
Also, just after the show yesterday, we learned that San Diego State did jump into the top 25 in the rankings in college basketball, number 24 in the AP, just outside the top 25 at number 27 in the coaches' poll. They will get back to action tomorrow night when they visit Fresno State in the Mountain West Conference opener, earliest league game they've ever had.
How's Fresno State so far?
So they have a brand new coach. They changed everything. They're a very fast-paced team. They like to run and gun. I don't think they've totally figured it out yet.
Gelled.
But they're dangerous, you know, in terms of you got to be careful. It's a league game. It's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
You're on the road. Any road game in the Mountain West is something you got to take very seriously. Aztecs will clearly be favored. It's a dangerous game because their metrics aren't very good. You lose this one and
then you're toast.
It's a bad loss on your resume at the end of the year. So there's a lot of landmines for San Diego State coming up few weeks. But yeah, so it'll be pressure tomorrow night. Miles Byrd was named Mountain West Player of the Week. Farrell Compton was named Freshman of the Week.
Love it, man.
Got some early season momentum for San Diego State basketball. All right, coming up on the program today, as you mentioned, we will talk about the departure of Kyle Higashioka yesterday in free agency. It happened really quickly.
It really did.
Just tweet, hey, he's talking. Tweet, hey, it's done.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Kyle Higashioka. What will the Padres now do at the catching position? They are alarmingly thin behind the plate at this point. You know, AJ Preller has his time, has his off season, but the options out there aren't particularly rich at the moment. So we will discuss what the Padres are going to do. Also have some audio from the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, joined the Foul Territory podcast, the one that I've been on a couple of times as well, and talked about AJ Preller, talked about Jurickson Profar.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Good.
Talked about the LA Dodgers, among other things, topics that were broached with Mike Schilt yesterday, so we can bring you some of that audio. Had Monday Night Football last night. Was a actually kind of a surprisingly entertaining game between the Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos.
Wildly
entertaining.
Quarterbacks just going back and forth with like gigantic plays. You had pick sixes all over the place. And we can talk a little Monday Night Football before Take on Woods and Don't Do This in our 7 o'clock hour. And then some more interesting baseball topics. We've got Rob Manfred.
Oh, my God.
discussing, what is it, what do they call it, the golden batter, the golden at-bat?
Golden at-bat.
The golden at-bat
rule. He's officially lost
that's
his
being,
mind.
Woodsy's got the golden ball.
The golden ball right here. This is, I'll ring this when he has a terrible golden idea.
I could argue.
Don't. I don't want to hear your edgelord takes. I've already seen a few out there.
I mean, there's a reason why it's being discussed. Will it ever come to bear? I kind of hope not, but I could sort of give you the argument as to why baseball is talking about a massive rule change that would upend a century and a half plus of tradition.
I'm the guy who said a while back that after three extra innings, I would be down for a home run derby because there's no chance I'm leaving. If I'm at that game, I'm sticking through it all the way. When it, you don't know if it's going to go 17 innings or whatever. So I was on board with that, and I know that wasn't ever going to happen. This golden at-bat, I go, what the hell? What I was like scratching world? My head all day yesterday. I was like, come on.
Savannah Bananas already exist. They exist. So you're good there. If that's the kind of baseball you want to watch, you're set. Now, you guys know me. I'm sometimes old school. I'm sometimes new school, right? But this is a completely horrible, horrible idea. If you haven't heard about it yet, we'll talk about it today. And he was really on a good path. I thought Manfred was. He's made some mistakes, as every commissioner does. But I thought lately, especially, he'd redeemed himself just a little bit in my eyes. And then he goes out and does this.
Well, he hasn't done it.
Well, right. But he even brings it up.
Sometimes you float trial balloons just to see the reaction, and then you go, okay, that didn't go well. Good. We can shelf that idea. No one likes it. But we can talk about the golden at-bat.
Well, we'll float a trial balloon. Should we do the show nude from now on? How's that? We'll throw that out there, see if it goes. Because it makes as much sense as this dumb idea.
We also are starting to get a little more talk on Roky Sasaki. We can give you kind of the update there as the Padres certainly expected to be hot in pursuit of the number one international free agent, Japanese pitching sensation Roky Sasaki. I meant to mention it yesterday. So when Monday passed, or when Sunday passed into Monday, and he hadn't officially been posted, that means now, no matter when he gets posted, he can wait until after January 15th and the new international window opens to sign, which means every team, including the Padres, will have their full international allotment to sign Roky Sasaki. Had he been posted last week, pretty much the Dodgers were the only team that had any money left, would have been a foregone conclusion that he was going to L.A. Now that he's waited, it does give you an indication that he is probably keeping his options open as to which team he wants to come to.
Is it safe to say that if you see a team in the next couple of weeks spend money on an international...
No.
That they're out?
No, because anything spent now is still for 2024.
Okay.
And this will all be 2025 money.
Now, and that money from 2024, does it carry over? It doesn't.
No.
So if you have it, spend it.
Yeah. Okay. It's use it or lose it money when it comes to the international signing period.
So that means you're safe. You can spend it because he's not.
And the Padres have already spent all their money essentially for this year.
Okay.
Only the Dodgers had a couple million left over.
Just hoping that he would.
Yeah, everyone's going to have it. So he is available. Had a new piece in The Athletic this morning about Yu Darvish potentially recruiting Roky Sasaki to the Padres, and we can talk about that. And speaking of someone who knows about prospects, I'm going to have our friend Kyle Glazier from Baseball America joining us at 8:35. Kyle announced yesterday, very cool.
This is why I wanted to have him on.
That he has been, whatever it is, long enough in the Baseball Writers, Association or however it works to get his first ever Hall of Fame ballot. Hall of Fame ballots are out now.
Wow.
I think they're due soon. Is it? It's announced early next year.
Yeah.
So he's got to, sort through the candidates, make his decision, make his votes, and we can talk to him about what that process is going to look like for a brand new Hall of Fame voter.
My guess is agonizing. Absolutely agonizing.
I would think so.
It would be one if they said, Woodsy, do you want one? I'd be like, no, I don't want it. It's too much pressure. It would take me a month to do it.
I promise you Kyle won't be one of those guys who goes, empty ballot.
Right,
no,
he's not going to be one of those
clowns. No one deserves to get in. He won't be one of
those guys. Those clowns exist.
That'll be at 8:35, Roundel Report in our 9 o'clock hour, and we'll go right into Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock. So there's your menu. When we come back, though, the big news yesterday, Padres losing catcher Kyle Higashioka in free agency. Get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Perhaps the thing that I'm most sad about with Kyle Higashioka leaving town for the Texas Rangers is that we now no longer have, to my knowledge, a hair metal fan in the Padres clubhouse. And it was the thing that I bonded with Kyle Higashioka over the most. He used Rat as his walk-up song. My son uses that song, Round and Round, as his walk-up song. Higgy did Lay It Down. And I loved Iron Maiden, loved to shred guitar. So it was a natural fit for me when Higgy got signed here. It was the thing I was most excited about is his love for metal. Now we're left with a bunch of Morgan Wallen fans and, you know, Juice WRLD fan. I'm bummed. I feel like I lost an ally.
This was Kyle in studio with us.
During the season, it was like in August.
Shredding on his guitar.
My guitar.
Shredding on Woods' guitar.
A little out of tune.
That's Woods's. That's not Kyle
that's
singing.
That's me. I always cross the lines out in the belt. Oh, God, he's good, man. Get in our way. We'll put you on your shelves.
So good.
So good.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal.
I love it.
But not your shredder.
His shreds.
You still got the trooper
now,
in you?
What was that? I don't
that
know.
That was Round and Round by Rat. You still have the trooper?
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this.
Iron Maiden.
The video I saw that blew my mind.
Iron Maiden.
I hope they appreciate that in the Dallas area.
I don't
next
think they
season.
Will. Not as much as we did.
Yeah, so I got the details, the contract numbers for Kyle Higashioka, and what does it mean for your San Diego Padres? We'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So as I mentioned, happened really quickly. Saw John Morosi tweet that the Rangers and Kyle Higashioka were talking, and then about 10 minutes later, all the reporters had it. Ken Rosenthal, Passan, Nightingale, that Kyle Higashioka had agreed to a 2-year deal with the Texas Rangers plus a mutual option for a third year to leave the San Diego Padres. The numbers came out later. Going to be guaranteed $13.5 million, essentially.
Okay.
It's like $575,675 and a $1 million buyout in the third year if he doesn't come back, which is not a huge price in terms of, you know, free agent production. He gave you 17 home runs in the regular season, plus, of course, 3 postseason home runs for the San Diego Padres last year. I'm sure the Rangers get anything close to that. They will be very happy with what they're getting from Kyle Higashioka. Now, they already have a catcher. I don't know what their plan necessarily is. They had Jonah Heim.
Yeah.
He did not have a good offensive season last year, though. Higashioka actually had a better one. So whether he's going to be the full-time starter or going to split time behind the plate, what Boch's plan and Chris Young's plan is there, have not heard exactly what it is.
The reports that I read, you know, again, not a great year. Did win a gold glove in 2023, Ben. And, you know, good young catcher. But all the reports were like, that dude was beaten down by the end of last season. So Kyle can come in and take a little bit off of his plate, maybe let him DH a little bit, because he does have a good bat. I mean, he didn't have a good year last year offensively, but he's a guy they believe in Texas, too. So the thing that's interesting to me is, again, everyone has their theories. Everybody has their hypotheses of why the Padres didn't bring him back. One of those is money, right? Do we have the money to even afford that? If they don't, well, I'm really nervous about what we are able to add this season if you can't afford that for Kyle Higashioka. Now, I do think you have to be fair and think to yourself, maybe they didn't want him back. Now, I don't know why they wouldn't. I don't know that shredding the trooper is really on AJ Priority. Yeah, he's a great guitar player, but he was a good catcher for us last year and hit some big home runs. So, like you said, 20 home runs overall, if you count the postseason. Pretty good year, man, for your guy that was expected to be the backup. Stepped in, Campisano struggled. And I the thing I wonder, though, is like, is this a better opportunity for Kyle Higashioka? Money aside, like if the Padres could have matched that, and they just decided they didn't want to. Wasn't he your starter? Weren't you going to be the starting catcher more than likely this season? So you've now taken what everybody assumes is going to be a backup role. Now, You never know. They could be wanting to move Jonah Heim to
as a backup last year.
Exactly. They may want to move Jonah Heim to first base or something. We have no idea what's in their plans. None. So I do think you have to kind of let it play out a little bit. But I will say, man, if you look at it at its very basic level, you go, oh, God, we have no money, right? That's a fair, I think that's a fair thing to look at. Because it's not a lot of cash.
Yeah, I guess you look at it and you go, what's Kyle Higashioka expected to do next season? How do you project him for next year? He had always been, as a backup for the Yankees, a 10-homer guy.
Correct.
10 homers every single season. Solid defensive backup catcher. Had a much better season when pressed into more duty for the Padres. Now, do you think he's going to do that again? Or do you think he's going to go back to being, you know, he's just a 220 hitter. He's not, you know, he's not an offensive force. He did come up with some clutch home runs, but that's not something that
it's
analytically, at least, you can project that, oh, well, he's going to hit clutch home runs at least. You don't know that. You got no idea. Going to be 35 next year. You know, he's not a young prospect. He's a veteran guy who's been in the league for over 10 years. He's definitely got some value. I'm glad he got his money.
Yeah.
Did the Padres want to allocate, you know, whatever their resources are toward that? Are they saving it to go after more pitching, something they think is a more critical area of need? I do know that the Padres need a catcher now, though. The only catchers on their roster right now are Luis Camposano and Brett Sullivan, and, of course, the guys that they have in the minor leagues. And I don't know that any of them are ready to start catching for the Padres in 2025, including Ethan Salas, still just, what, 18? Years old at the moment, going to be 19 next year.
The first conclusion that everybody was drawing with the money, the next conclusion would be, are they going to seriously give Ethan Salas a chance
to win this job?
Yeah. Start the season as the catcher next year?
I mean,
age 14, whatever he is.
14. I've learned covering this team to not take anything off the table. I've learned to not take. Who's the best catcher in the league, right? Nothing would surprise me. If AJ pulled off a trade for somebody really good, you mean Adley?
Adley, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
other than that, maybe, right? Nothing surprises me. He does. I'm looking at the list of free agent catchers. It doesn't blow your hair back. It's Yasmani Grandal. It's Gary Sanchez. It's Danny Jansen. It's Tucker Barnhart.
Don't forget about Elias Diaz.
Elias Diaz. So, if you asked me, honestly, Woodsy, do you think they're going to give Ethan Salas a shot to catch this season? I would say no. I don't think you can, because he's so young. But he is, again, mature beyond his years, is what we hear about how he handles the pitching staff, right? But he wasn't hitting. He wasn't hitting in low A. So
did have an all-star turn in the Arizona Fall League.
Yep.
I don't know if that's enough to say, oh, he's turned the corner and he's ready to be a big leaguer. That is a massive stretch. From what I've heard, if they had him catching in the big leagues today, defensively,
He'd be fine.
He can handle a pitching staff. He's already worked with some of the Padres' major league pitchers in spring training on rehab assignments. They all rave. You know, Ethan Salas knows what he's doing behind the plate. He can handle himself quite well. The question is, what could he do offensively? You don't need a ton out of a catcher offensively to match at least what the rest of the league is getting.
Right.
You know, 220. 10 home runs. You know, most teams aren't getting much more than that out of their catchers offensively. The problem would be is if he's getting way less than that. If he hits like 140, four home runs, and now he's not really developing as an offensive player because he's overmatched facing big league pitchers every single night.
And handling a staff.
And you're hurting his development offensively because he really should be still facing, you know, double A pitchers next year. That would be the concern about accelerating him too quickly to the big league level next year.
Yeah, and, you know, it all boils down to this, dude. It's Luis Camposano getting yet seemingly another shot to take the starting catcher role, you know, by the throat and hold on to it for a season, you know, and the fact that they've had to go out and get Sanchez and Caratini. I know that was part of the Yu Darvish deal, and he liked throwing to him, but Sanchez, Plawecki, you know, the list goes on and on. Kyle Higashioka, all of these, it's all because Campy has either gotten injured or didn't perform. And we're going to go into 2025, again, with some some good vibes, at least. I know you don't like the word momentum, but some good vibes from last year. And Luis Campusano is going to get yet another chance to start and take that job. And I just, we got to see it.
Campy had an over 800 OPS in 2023. But in very limited action because he was hurt.
He was hurt.
In 2024, that OPS was down to like 600. Yeah. It was awful.
It never.
Saw a video of a big home run he hit for his Dominican League team this week, but the numbers haven't even been good in the Dominican League. 237 average, 250 on base percentage. It's offensively really, really poor. So I don't know that the Padres are counting on Luis Campusano.
Well, they are now.
Well, at the moment.
At the moment, today.
I can almost assure you that AJ Preller isn't going, no, we're good. You know, we got Sully as our backup. We've got Campy as our starter. We're good to go. There's a couple other names in the minor leagues. Brandon Valenzuela is one that, may be an option in terms of graduating out of the system.
Does that do anything for you? Because it doesn't do anything for me.
Nothing does anything for you until you've actually seen it, though, in the big leagues. Honestly, it's that's always the rule. You know, I wouldn't expect Brandon Valenzuela to be Rookie of the Year next year in Major League Baseball. But until you've seen these guys in the big leagues, you're never going to know. So
are you in a position to experiment at all, really, with any roster positions when you're trying to keep this small window of contention open?
Always in a position to do some experimentation.
Well, yeah, because it's not set in stone.
As long as you have a backup plan and, can pivot if it's not working out, it was an experiment to put Jackson Merrill. Jackson Merrill in center field last year. Glad they did it. Glad they experimented. Worked out brilliantly for the San Diego Padres. So you can't be afraid to take a couple of chances. The problem is when, all right, all of a sudden at five positions, you're taking some chances and experimenting. That's usually when you've got a fourth place or a last place team on your hands.
Carlos says, bring Hedges back home. No, he re-signed with the Guardians for $4 million. So, again, would Ethan Salas provide as much offensively as Austin Hedges? I think the answer is unquestionably yes, he would. Does that mean that that's the wisest move? Here's the thing, guys. And don't take this the wrong way. You don't know, and I don't know. I don't know how to build a baseball team. I don't know when to look at a player and go, he's ready. Or he may not quite be ready, but we're going to see what he's got, right? I don't know when that the case is. I thought they were insane for putting Jackson Merrill in center field. I did. I absolutely thought it was an insane, insane move. And look how well that worked out. I can't say the same for Campy for Ethan Salas because I just don't know. I don't know his makeup. I've heard things, I mean, again, he's been rushed along. There's no question he's been rushed along in every stage of his development.
Well, last year they were a little more cautious. They just left him in, high single A all year long. They didn't do
the year before.
They put him up to double A at the end
of the year.
And that definitely,
give him a taste.
Definitely pressed him a little bit.
But maybe that was all part of the plan to have him make his debut at 18, 19 years old and 25.
And what A.J. Preller has always said when, he's been asked is that the player tells us when they're ready.
Yes, yes.
We don't tell the player, hey, you have to be ready. The player will tell us. So, if they go by their own evaluation system, I'm sure Ethan Salas will be at spring training. He's been invited the last couple of years, so he'll be there. And if Ethan Salas tells the Padres he's ready with his, his play, the way he carries himself, at spring training, everything's looking really good. His teammates go, hey, we want this guy on our team. We think he's ready. Then I wouldn't be surprised if he's your opening day catcher. But if he's out there scuffling and, can't hit major league pitching in spring training, if the Padres are being honest with themselves, then they say, we got to send him back to the minors. He needs another year of seasoning, likely, before he'll be ready for the big league level. Can they do that, given their current situation at catcher? Well, that's AJ's job to make sure you've got a backup plan if Ethan Salas is not, telling you he's ready for the big leagues.
I'm looking up. I remember Pudge Rodriguez because I grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. I remember his debut. I want to say he was like 19 when he debuted, and he burst on the scene like nobody. And there's similarities there. Rocket for an arm, but Pudge, I think Pudge hit. I mean, Pudge always hit too. So yeah, man, if the bat gets figured out a little bit, Benny, who knows? Who knows? What, maybe one more year?
And Salas's bat does project pretty well.
It does.
In terms of what, you know, minor league evaluators say about him. It's not ready yet, or at least it didn't look like it was ready last year. A little more during the Arizona Fall League, but again, that's a small sample size.
Now, let's be honest. It's a marketing dream, to be honest. It's a marketing dream to have that kid make his debut opening day of next season.
Remember at the start of last year, Ethan Salas had better odds to win the Rookie of the Year than Jackson Merrill
did.
Yeah,
100%.
All right, we'll come back. A little Monday Night Football from last night. Take on Woods, chance to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas, and more. Don't go away. It's 97.3 The Fan.